This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry is brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas on your home of America's team. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, man. Good morning. Sean, RJ.
Jerry, you were very outspoken and very critical of the coaching after the game. How do you feel about it this morning?
Well, again, the same way that I felt then, when you're general manager, of which I am, those coaches are out there at my ultimate decision. And so just as I should and do expect our fans to, when asked in a situation like that, questions regarding how we perform, it's very much within my realm of purview, if you will, to basically not only be standing there as an owner, but be standing there as the general manager that put the staff together to begin with. And so it's people seem to think that it's particularly harsh to have criticism, and they think that when you look at the other side of the field and call a job well done, that that might mean that that's extraordinary criticism of the job that you've done over on the other side of the field, which is me. And so there's no question that disappointed is not the word. There's no question that given an opportunity, there were things that we could have taken advantage of, as there is in all games. But the other night, the name of the game was turnovers. The other night, the name of the game was weather. And the other night, the name of the game was how to play that game in those circumstances. New England plays a lot of games in those circumstances. They coach their team to play games in those circumstances. They should.
Yeah.
And you've got a very good chance when the weather becomes a factor to, if you will, be sitting there coaching with up against an advantage, and that is a coach and an organization that works to take advantage of those situations.
So, Jerry, yesterday Jason told us that you guys practiced inside last week on Wednesday. Excuse me, outside on Wednesday, inside Thursday and Friday. And we were wondering why that was. How did that better prepare you for the elements that you guys were expecting in New England?
Yeah. Again, you can say, well, would outside, I'm not even sure what the weather was last week. And if we did have a bad weather day last week. But nothing says you couldn't have had a bluebird day when you got to New England either. And so I'm not going to get into whether or not we were able to pick the days that would have emulated that kind of weather. But I think once you get in those situations, you do speak to nuances and subtle nuances of the game. And I'm not saying that we just weren't able to have our turn, if you will, to take advantage of a slippery ball, to take advantage of a limited passing situation, to take advantage of a if you will, a close game. We just weren't able to get that done. And I stand, as always, impressed with how Belichick, his staff, they make that a part of their personality, a part of their ethos. And I admire that.
Jerry, who makes the decision to practice indoors or out? Or is it
any
one
head
person?
Coach.
Head coach.
What did you think of Dak in the glove? Were you surprised that it took a while for him to realize that he would be more effective wearing the glove? What was the background with Dak and how he felt about playing in those elements?
I've always thought that gloves are a very sensitive matter regarding a quarterback and regarding his just his feel and his basically ability to grip the ball. You know, when I was on the competition committee to make a point, and I was a big advocate, and frankly, one of the reasons I was an advocate on having mini balls for a ball game in rainy weather, in inclement weather, was because of Aikman's penchant for wanting to really grip the ball without using much of the lace. Aikman just had his little finger and maybe a part of another finger that he held the lace with. The rest of the ball went back on the point, the rest of his hand and fingers went back on the point of the ball. So he didn't use the lace as much as conventionally was done. I spent all kinds of time. I had Troy come to a competition committee meeting and explain that and told the competition committee that we're in the business of emphasizing offense in the NFL, and we ought to have more balls, and we can have a dry ball. We can have a better ball by having numbers of balls. And so we instituted a rule change literally during Aikman's time that I thought helped facilitate Aikman's ability to grip the ball. And so this is no that this concern in that area is an example of the way it's been ever since I've owned the team.
Jerry Jones on the buyersafety.com hotline here with Sean and RJ. Since the Patriot game, I know it's a different week with Thursday and the Bills. Have you had a chance to have a one-on-one with Jason? Have you gotten satisfactory?
We don't use this week because of the very limited day. We really just have today that is normal practice. Tomorrow is the day before the game practice, which is usually a walkthrough. We don't do normal meetings or normal work or have a day to really reflect back on the game the way that we do commonly because of the short week.
What do you need to see moving forward, Jerry, to make you feel better about some of the issues you had coaching-wise?
Well, let's start right now, and which everybody wants to see, and that's come out here and play very well against an outstanding Buffalo team. And we've got a chance to get this taste out of our mouth by playing well against Buffalo. We have we're in a position. We lead the East. We can play better. We are prepared to address the nuances of our subtleties, or however you want to describe them. We're prepared to take advantage of the detail that it takes to win a football game. And one of the great things about football, one of the great things about sport, is that until the season runs out, you get another chance to get a different taste in your mouth as a team or for our fans or everybody concerned. This gives us an immediate opportunity to step out there and do that. But we have to. In a week like this, you can't dwell 1 minute on your game Sunday.
Did you consider an in-season head coaching change after Sunday?
Again, the answer is no, and period. But, you know, I sit there and watch games. I watch games, and I look at every aspect of it since I put the coaches out there, since I put the players out there at the end of the day with a lot of help and with a collaborative effort. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. And I am highly critical, and I'm continually evaluating the performance of everybody involved with the game.
Jerry Jones right here on The Fan. Were you bothered by the NFL Network story about, you know, possible future interest between Jason Garrett and the Giants? Did that upset you or bother you?
No, it does not. I that has no bearing. It sure doesn't affect what I did the next minute or the next hour or the next morning. No, that's part of this. That's part of what we do here.
Jerry Jones joined us here at 105 through the Fan. Fourth down and seven, about 6 minutes left, opting for a field goal to make a one-score game. Did you have a problem with that? Would you have gone for the touchdown or gone for it on fourth down, I should say?
That's close enough. I live with that decision without criticism, and I've usually never commented or never had an issue with a call like that. When they work, I love them. When they don't, I don't.
Sounds about right. Jason said yesterday, we asked him about certain analytics during the middle of a game. There's a stat called win probability. It tells you whether or not you're increasing or decreasing your chance of winning the game based on a particular call, like going for it on fourth down. The Ravens use a guy that allows John Harbaugh to know whether or not this call's right. Jason said that that's not something that we do. Is that something that he doesn't want to do? Is that an organizational decision?
No, that's would be a preference on his part that he's expressing, but I happen to agree with him. The analytics aspect of it is a history of how these decisions have worked out. That's probably good to know, but the momentum of the game, the situation of the game, the night's game, the conditions of the game, all of that are more important in my mind than the success history of a similar decision. You're dealing with averages. You're dealing with almost theory. And you're certainly dealing with a result, but it doesn't take into account really the kinds of times when you've gone against every odds and made it work. I've had my big success when I'm sure analytics would have said, make the other decision the other way.
Jerry, and I may be way off on this analogy, but like as an oil guy, like if a scientist told you there's oil there, you're probably going to drill. Like, don't you think that information is useful to the team that, hey, if you go for it here, you increase your chance of winning by 3%?
Not really. There's so many more questions to ask than if oil is there, and I know your point and the point that you're making. But if a scientist could do that, then just hire the smartest scientists. Don't even bother with the middleman. Just take all the money out of the banks. Let the banks go drill all the wealth. The reason the banks don't drill all the wealth is because they've assured the people that put the money in the bank they'll get their money back. If you're drilling wells, there's no assurance like that anywhere. The greatest minds in the world have had many times when it didn't work the way they thought it might work. When it's 5 and 10,000 feet down there in the oil business, only God knows whether it's down there or not.
Jerry, the league has since come out and said that the two tripping penalties should not have been called. Your opinion on those two calls?
Well, one of the things you have to live with is that you can get what is later deemed a bad call. Many times during the course of a game, that can happen. The league does our best to try and eliminate those, especially in critical situations. I allude to the fact that we're giving coaches chance to change the call in the latter part of the game relative to pass interference. But the game is full of, and always will be, full of things that were overlooked or full of missed calls. You try not to have it in such a critical situation. That last one was critical. The timing of it was critical. And a bad time to literally, when you review and see an interpretation of something as really the almost nuance, a different kind of call, and without a doubt you could call those calls over into a kind of an exceptional area of officiating. That's a bad time to be honing in and get phantom-type interpretations of what you're seeing.
Jerry Rex Ryan said, hey, Belichick always does this. He plants a seed either with the NFL or the refs saying, look out for the leg coming out on this run play or look out for this on that play. Do you buy into that or is that something that's pretty common around the league?
Many coaches all the time continually have a plan to put points of emphasis, talk to officials. I'll never forget every time when we had DeMarcus Ware, the opposing coaches would talk about how he's offsides. We would talk to officials. I would talk to an official and basically say, DeMarcus has the quickest move off the snap. He's not offsides. Be careful about that. And so that's why they talk to the coaches before that game, and when it's not interfering with them, they'll talk to anybody that's an official of the team.
Jerry, what's your best guess on why the special teams unit is having such a struggle right now?
I think, first of all, we relatively speaking, we have some inexperience in that area. And it's not like that you've got coaches that have been out there coaching special teams for 15, 20 years. And that can show up. There's two schools of thought or two things in my mind about experience. I love the enthusiasm. I love the brash attitude of who says we can't do it that comes with youth, the work ethic that and the intensity that comes with younger coaches. On the other hand, the experience factor, especially in the nuances of the pro game and the nuances of how we, with our kicking game, how selective we're being with some of our officiating. It's tough to get a special teams return nowadays without getting a penalty. It's quite a challenge. And so it's a tough job. It coaches, special teams coaches coach more players than anybody. They get exposed to the entire team. But certainly it's an area that we've got our attention to because it involves usually field position. It changes, possession so many times. Mistakes in it do that. They retain possession. If there's a bad mistake on defense, the offense keeps the ball. If you have a turnover, then the wrong team gets it when it's time for their ups. Special teams is so important. I'll go back 100 years ago when I was in school, the first 25 minutes of every practice, we practiced special teams. That's all we did. We covered kicks with broom handles behind our back, and we would run down the field to set up walls and not use our hands. And we led the nation in special teams for 2 years in a row and won a national championship because of it. So I'm a big special teams guy. It plays an important role in the success of a team, and it can unduly influence sometimes. And the special teams' input to the overall game plan can be overly aggressive, just as it can have, doesn't take advantage of some opportunities at certain times. So it has a lot of nuances to it. It's probably the easiest place on the football field, other than the offensive coordinator, to criticize.
Jerry, is Amari okay? I just can't come to terms with him getting shut out. I don't care how good Gilmore is. I know Amari's great, and I'm like, was it the weather? Is he still banged up? What's your take on Amari and his Patriot performance?
Yeah, we knew that they were going to put an emphasis on restricting him. With their good player that they had, this fell out. It was true to form, and we knew we were going to have to get the ball to other receivers. We did, and that's what it is. I I don't think the right question is a physical one with Amari, because he has such a constitution that he works through any limitations he's having physically. He, when you say, is he okay, he doesn't have a fundamental limitation relative to his physical condition. Is he fighting through various nicks and various challenges physically? Yes.
Jerry, any update on Van Der Esch? Does this seem like it's going to be a really long-term thing, and any other injuries that you're concerned about?
I don't expect to have him this week, and that's about all I can say.
All right, last thing, Jerry. Jared Goff got paid. Carson Wentz got paid. They're really struggling. Do their performances factor in or make you hesitant with the Dak contract negotiations?
I think that nothing about seeing people paid and paid in the top 10% of the players and then not winning the ball games or not having successful seasons, there's nothing about that that surprises me. I hear all the time, and you know you do, we talk about it ourselves, pay the man, Jerry, get the guy paid. When you pay that money and you pay out or to a group that represent 10% of your total payroll, that doesn't in any way assure you that you're going to have the success that you think. Pay Zeke. Pay these guys. And so therein lies the challenge of how to retain inordinate players that can overall contribute to a team maybe more than other positions or other players. But at the same time, that doesn't mean in any way that you're going to be up there and play a team that wins games for other reasons than high-paid players. Now, in the case of New England, you've got an obvious high-paid player in Tom Brady. Tom Brady, and you say, well, Tom Brady didn't have the day that might justify the kind of salary he makes. Well, I might say to you that he did, because he kept that team out of harm's way and let other factors win the game for you. The point is I'm making is that a high-paid player is only one in football, because it takes so many people. There's so many parts of the game. It in no way assures you that you're going to have a successful season or you're going to win a ball game. It helps.
Jerry, you have no idea how many media members texted us. They were listening to this interview they wanted to hear today. You brought it strong. You're a worthy opponent. We tried to get you days in the ring, and you came prepared. So thank you for a few minutes of extra time, and have a great and happy Thanksgiving.
You challenge the Jerryisms, and you challenge the talking in circles that I try to do sometimes to
I get dizzy.
Leave here with what is the case. Listen, man, running one of these football teams, and when you run it the way that I do and with the help that I've got, it's like holding two handfuls of Jell-O. And about the time you think you've got it corralled over on one part of your hands, it's coming out the fingers on the other. And but I'll tell you this, in no way are you listening to the smallest violin in the world. I'm the luckiest guy on this planet.
Jerry, thank you for the extra time and answering all the tough questions. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Dang.
Jell-O.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.